Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Yeah, it's very good. Very high. Not everyone's here, but for the most part, we've had, I'd say, 95% participation. A couple guys having to, you know, leave for a day or two and just due to life, things that come up that they've got to handle, but they've been back, and that'll continue through the offseason a little bit. But I think the key here is the participation's been great, the energy's been great, guys getting to know one another, and building again that love, that respect, and then that relates and again leads into them being ready to hold each other accountable, or just that shared accountability, which is, as you know, big for us.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, player participation at the voluntary portion of the offseason program. Thad Brown, News 8 sports director, joining us now in the sports bar. I want to get into some of the comments made by McDermott, Thad, but I think the comment that everybody's kind of latching on to today is what may be referred to as a smoke screen by Brandon Bean, when he mentioned that they don't necessarily need a number one wide receiver with Steph Diggs having been dealt a couple of weeks ago. How are you, Thad?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Thad, what did you think about Brandon Bean's not having a number one wide receiver? Like, if the Bills actually kind of waited a little while and took a developmental wide receiver, could that actually work?
You know, I guess I'm not surprised that's the thing that got hooked up for everybody today. But this is a classic example of you hear one sound, but you don't hear the whole press conference. Yes, both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott at times today said that you don't absolutely have to have that guy. And you don't. I mean, look at the Chiefs the last 2 years. They got rid of that guy in Tyreek Hill and won 2 Super Bowls. So you don't need to have that guy. But both Bean and McDermott also said today that those are good players and you like to have good players. McDermott more so than Bean as the football coach. You know, McDermott talked a lot about how when there is that number one guy, that's the guy you have to pay attention to. That's the guy you have the game plan for. So, of course, you want to have those guys. Doesn't mean that the Bills aren't going to try and get one of those guys. But you don't have to have one to do all the things you want to do. It's not an absolute necessity. But I think it misses the context that the reason those guys are number one receivers is because they're better than all the other receivers.
Yeah.
And if you can find a receiver who's better than all the other guys you have, you want to get that guy. So, yes, the Bills still want to have a number one, but they're not going to paint themselves into a hole of, if we don't have one, our season's over, just, you know, throwing the towel. So that's really the full context of what was said.
Well, it is also the season of lying, and I think a lot of people realize that the Bills have kind of pegged themselves as a candidate to draft a wide receiver in round one. And I guess my question, Dad, is, you know, will they get that guy, that alpha, the guy that can do all of the things great that we saw Steph Diggs do during his time in Buffalo late in the first round? Or are they going to actually have to move up if they want to get that guy? And if they do move up, how far do you see them going to get that guy?
See, the thing is, I don't think it's about what they said today, I don't think it's about what they're doing in round one or the first receiver they're taking, underline first. You know, I think there's a possibility that the Bills are going to grab receivers they like, and maybe one of them develops into that big alpha. Maybe, you know, you get a guy in the second round, he becomes that guy. I don't think they're going to go. The other thing that struck me that no one I don't think is talking about is Brandon Bean spent a lot of time today talking about how trading a future first is something he has found leads to more regret than happiness. And that is the part where, if you want to talk about smoke screens or what the Bills' plan is in the draft, the thing I took from that part of the discussion today is that I don't think Brandon Bean at all wants to trade a first rounder. And I don't think he's not saying it exactly, but I don't think he's planning on using a first rounder in a trade to go up to get a top three receiver. I think they're going to sit back. Now, look, Brian Thomas might be a guy they get, but they're not going to make the big move because Bean made it fairly clear that that's not his preference, the part where one of those, you know, future part where they future first round pick. So in terms of what they want to do, I don't think Odunze, Neighbors, or Marvin Harrison are in the plans. Doesn't mean they won't get their number one. It doesn't mean they're going to necessarily won't trade up either, but I just don't think we're going to get the big trade up because they want to hold on to that future first.
Thad Brown from News 8, also Buffalo Kickoff Live. We will be talking about the NFL draft as it's coming up next Thursday night. Thad, we all play fantasy football. One of the cliches in fantasy football is, hey, when everybody else is zigging, you zag. Well, if we apply that to the NFL draft, there is speculation this could set a record for offensive players in the first round, where you might get 20, and that would be the record. And for a Bills team that, hey, that's not the only need. If that forces down some quality defensive players, that the idea that you could get maybe theoretically the, I don't know how many, the eighth best defensive player on the draft, the seventh. I mean, wherever the Bills pick at 28, is there something to be said for actually going defense here in the first round?
Absolutely. There is, and to be more specific than just defense offense, you know, there's maybe three or four edge rushers that are, you know, really top of the line here in this draft. And there's a big argument for the Bills, for example, grabbing a Jared Verse from Florida State at pick 28 if he slides that far, and then go get your receiver in round two, because after the top three, there's 8, 9, 10, 12 receivers that any one of them could end up being the next best group. Brian Thomas all the way down to, you know, Ricky Pearsall and Ania Smith, guys like that. Any one of them could be really, really good. So why not fill another need with a position that's going to have a much steeper cliff in round one? And then, you know, you talk about trading up. Instead of trading up in round one, that's going to cost you three arms and a leg, why not trade up in round two, a much more manageable deal, to get the receiver you prefer, and you still could end up with a really, really good player. I mean, guys like Javon Baker, maybe Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett, these are guys that could be available mid-round two. If the Bills walked away with Latu and Leggett or Jared Verse and McConkey, even if it went non-receiver first and receiver second, I think that'd be a spectacular draft for the Bills. Doesn't mean it's what they're going to do. The one other thing I will say is, so we at Buffalo Kickoff Live, and you can find this at rosterfirst.com, we did our own mock draft a couple days ago. And after the top three receivers, we did not select a receiver the rest of the first round. And I don't think that's an out-of-left-field type first round.
Sure.
I think a lot of teams will look at the depth of receiver and say, we don't need to take one. We're going to get one in round two or round three. And I wouldn't be stunned if you see very few receivers going round one or much less than expected, because teams will try and take advantage of that depth.
Yeah, I also think there's a cost control factor to that as well, Thad. When you look at how the wide receiver market seems to be exploding, and when Justin Jefferson about to reset the market here this offseason. We heard from Josh Allen today, too, for the first time since the Bills moved on from Stephon Diggs. And, you know, I know he talked a little bit about this. I mean, this is an opportunity for Josh Allen now to truly be the alpha on the offensive side of the ball and the leader in that locker room. Talk a little bit about what Josh had to share today about leadership, his qualities, and what the opportunity is for him this upcoming season.
Yeah, really had a great look at what it's like when you're living as the face of a franchise and the understanding of that. And, you know, Josh Allen's in year seven, pointed out today and said, you realize that you're not just the quarterback. You have to be so many other things. You're the leader. You talked about how he likes to be just one of the guys. He's always been well known as being one of the more fun people to hang out with in the locker room, but he understands that as the quarterback and the guy that there are more responsibilities, that, you know, guys look at you different. You can't just, you know, be one of those guys. And I think one of the more underrated attributes about Josh Allen, pluses, strengths, are his intangibles and the understanding of who he is, what his role is, beyond just throwing and running the football around. And you saw that today. And I think with Diggs walking away, I think Josh Allen was clearly maybe not the alpha, but certainly in alpha when Diggs was here. Now that Diggs is gone, he is the alpha, probably on the whole team, right? If you know, figure in all the guys that left on defense. And I don't have any worry at all about Josh stepping into that role, because from day one, he has fully understood who he is, what he's supposed to be, how he's supposed to act, and he's done it, you know, at a 10 out of 10 level, again, from day one. So I think the Bills will be totally fine from the Josh Allen point of view. The one thing I'd like to see out of him occasionally, and I don't know if he's got this in his personality or if it would even work for him, this is not a quarterback that'll chew somebody out in the field. This is not a guy that'll take a young receiver and snap at them and say, you know, you're in the wrong place. It's not where you're supposed to be. A la Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, guys like that. And I'm not saying you have to be, or even that's even the way anyone should be in this era of player and people. But I do think that sometimes Josh maybe is too much of a friend to these guys, that maybe occasionally it might help if he is a little more of a pusher. And I want to see if he does develop it now, especially with Stephon Diggs out of the picture.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Interesting. Thad Brown, News 8, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Thad, another need for this team, the safety position. I think you need more competition there. Two-part question. One, is 28 too high for Cooper DeJean? Could you see that as a possibility? And then two, what about Micah Hyde here? The idea that maybe the door isn't closed, or maybe we're just kind of waiting for the softball game here for the big announcement?
Choice B with Micah Hyde is distinctly possible, although I will say that my reaction from talking to the Bills today, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, about Micah Hyde, is that the door might be cracked open a little more than we think. I don't want to even get close to the idea that there's a more likely than not chance he's coming back. But I thought the phrase, you know, the way they were very coy about Micah Hyde hasn't decided and doesn't know yet, you know, it certainly raised an eyebrow to me. Although the thought you had about leaving the announcement for the softball game wouldn't make a ton of sense. As for Cooper DeJean, I'm a huge fan of that guy for the Bills. You talk about, you know, not taking receiver in round one, I don't think the edge prospects would slip that far, and maybe DeJean won't either. But that guy looks like someone that in this Bills defense could play safety for a decade and be an all-pro for half of it. He has all the attributes you want for a safety player in the Bills defense. Great in zone, very smart, good tackler, good against the run. He's okay as a corner. Like, I really don't think Cooper DeJean is an NFL corner in any defense. But as a safety, he might be an elite player. So I'd love for the Bills to grab him, but when you look at how this draft is set up based on what's available, what the Bills need, I just don't think it's a connection that's going to end up happening.
Thad Brown, News 8 Sports Director, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Thad, you mentioned RochesterFirst.com. You mentioned Buffalo Kickoff Live. Tell us a little bit about what you got working here. We know that we got a big night coming up here a week from tonight, the draft.
Yeah, mock draft is already up. You guys can check it out. We, myself, Sal Capaccio, Heather Prusak, Matt Perino, we all talked about, you know, what we like. We each made picks for the Bills. Not surprisingly, a lot of receivers. Next week, Wednesday, will be our draft preview show, 7 o'clock on News 8. We'll wrap it all up Sunday night afterward. And, of course, a ton of live coverage a week through tonight, Thursday, from Orchard Park, as myself and many other members of the media sit around and eat food, wait for the Bills to get on the clock sometime around like 11:30.
Thad, just a quick thought on the Amherst here. As, May is going to be a fun month. Is this team right now better than the team that actually got to the conference final last year?
Oh, that's a super question. I think, like, maybe right this, I think they probably are, you know, because I think they're certainly hot right now. And I think you got a lot of guys in this team that went through that last year to where it's not new anymore. I mean, last year, the Amherst going deep in the playoffs, you know, it was like something that had never happened before. So now that we're bringing the whole team back, Seth Affert's back as head coach, this team is clicking. I think they're a little bit better. Yeah, I think the problem will still be when they run into a team like Hershey, which is, you know, more quadruple-A players than triple-A players. I think that's where a younger team like the Amherst will have some trouble. But I think they are better, and I fully expect. I mean, if the Amherst don't at least go 6 or 7 in round two, I would be absolutely flabbergasted. This team is set for another deep run, and I'm frankly looking forward to see where they go.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, Thad. Looking forward to your coverage. Appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon.
Thanks always having me on, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Thad Brown. See his work at RochesterFirst.com, News 8 Sports Director, stopping by the sports bar.
I think I've come to the conclusion they're going to take defense in the first round.
Talk you into it today?
No, I just you talking to Thad and talking like the idea that you could get a defensive lineman or Cooper DeJean, somebody who would be a starter, and then you move up in round two for the wide receiver. I don't want to say that's where I'm planting my flag. I think that's the direction the Bills go in. The idea that you could have all these offensive players going to would kind of point in that direction.
I think that for all the hype that the wide receiver class is getting, it wouldn't shock me if you only have 3-4 wide receivers maybe taken in the first round. And I do think that cost control is a part of that. I do think that you know, there are going to be teams that are going to want to get their guys on that wide receiver rookie deal in the first round, but you can also find a Gabe Davis-like receiver in later rounds and still have that production. You're not trying to replace Stephon Diggs. You need to replace the production of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, and you can do that in various ways.
For sure.
Kincaid's numbers will go up. I would think Shakir will get a little tick up. And I would think that this offense danger, maybe overall, becomes a little more ball control. Like, you're going to see managing the clock. You're going to see the run game. That's why I like the idea that Estime, if he falls to round 4, you're going to have to take a running back too. Like, good that Matt Perino pointed out that Donna DeTota caught up with Latavius Murray and Murray wants back. Great. Bring him back to camp and stick him on the practice squad. I mean, that's not the answer here, folks.
Let's get to happy hour next. We've got time for your phone calls. Plenty to react to from the comments made by Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, and others today, as the voluntary portion of the offseason program is underway in Orchard Park. And hearing from everybody in Buffalo today feels like football season is back, at least for a day. We are 1 week out from the NFL draft as well. Plant your flag. Who do you like the Bills taking in round one, should they stay with pick 28? We'd love to hear your thoughts at 866-4326. 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.